the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
All right, officially, Lee, what have you got for us today?
Yeah, so in the Daily Telegraph, topless model's secret New South Wales drug empire. She was a gym junkie and a topless model who loved showing off her taut body on social media, but behind the scenes, Natisha Barlin and her boyfriend built a secret drug empire, importing and selling illegal steroids. At one stage, this once ugly duckling boasted of supplying the whole Central Coast. As well as that, a few other headlines. NRL TV stars forged rare origin truce. Ditching me will only backfire on Labor. Wong, Mr. Brexit, stand-up Aussies, another headline there. And pics released of alleged Newcastle abductor. A teenage girl has escaped the clutches of a potential abductor in a Newcastle suburb after running into a nearby house for safety.
All right, in the Sydney Morning Herald today, the top story is Miss My Girl, champion water skier's mother demands safety overhaul. Sarah Tilo, 20, was travelling at up to 136 kilometres per hour on the Hawkesbury River when she hit a small wave that flipped her ski in the air, fatally injuring her. That story by Megan Gorry there. In the opinion piece, Amazon may have misread the Australian market. The idea that Amazon couldn't figure out a way to comply with GST rules without such drastic changes stretches credibility, and how a hacker threw the 000 system into chaos. An onslaught of 1-800 calls tripped up Telstra's 000 services, leaving some Australians without a call back. And cheeky, millions of super accounts are boosting budgets, rather. The Turnbull government has hoovered up more than $2 billion in inactive super accounts. Hello? Gee, those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. What are you leading with today, Lee?
Yes, so I'm leading with today in Aldervilla on the 22nd of May, actually. Police were responding to reports of animal cruelty in Aldervilla, as I say, and they actually found a couple of cows. Two were deceased and two were in a poor condition, unfortunately, right there. Police are now investigating. A man has been charged over that incident, and he'll actually face court in local Kempsey Court next month in July.
Yeah, and Lee and I are in here very early, just before four, and we were cheering on Ash Barty. She took the first set off Williams, but then Williams went bang, bang, yeah. You're dead, 6-3, 6-4, but it was great. She gave her a fright.
She did.
In the French Open. Anyway, yeah. Sam stows us through. All right, Lee, you toddle off down the hallway and we shall talk to you. And then what do you think of the yellow wiggle outfit too?
You nailed it, mate. Well
thank
done.
You, thank you. Looks good. Someone said I look like Mr. Spock. Is that what you
that,
said?
That may have been me as well.
I don't look like Mr. Spock. Fair digger. You're right. Marina with the traffic next.